This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the WSJM Academic Challenge. It's a different sort of a year for this program. None of the students are wearing masks. They're all logged on from the safety of their own homes. In this particular edition of the show, Berrien Springs High School faces Michigan Lutheran. Berrien Springs, we're going to start the warm-up round with you. The category is Michigan. Proposal 2, passed by Michigan voters in 2003, amended Michigan's state constitution to prohibit admissions programs that give preferential treatment to or discriminate against people based on their what?
Race, right? It's related to affirmative action.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Race, final?
Race is correct, and Berrien Springs is on the scoreboard. Michigan Lutheran, deserted factories such as Buick City have made it a symbol of urban decay, named Michigan's fifth largest city, located 70 miles northwest of Detroit.
You guys thinking Flint?
I'm thinking Flint, or like...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, not Dearborn. Yeah, Flint, baby.
Answer, Flint.
Flint, Michigan is the answer. Michigan Lutheran, we switch to the category Spanish. This five-letter Spanish word begins the Spanish words for both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Give the Spanish equivalent to the French Nuit. N-U-I-T.
N-U-I-T.
Who took Spanish?
I didn't.
I don't remember anything. Yeah, I
don't. Captain, your answer?
Answer, Nite.
No, Berrien Springs.
That means night.
Noche.
They're just asking.
If the word is night, it's noche.
Captain, your answer.
Noche, final.
Noche is correct. 10 more for Berrien Springs on that steal. And okay, your Spanish question, Berrien Springs. While getting a haircut, you may tell your Spanish barber, no demasiado corto. What instructions have you given him?
I know corto is short, so...
I was going to say don't cut it short.
Not too short.
No, don't cut too short would be my best guess.
Captain, your answer?
Don't cut it too short, final.
That is exactly right. Not too short. Berrien Springs, science is the category. What is the shortest way of expressing the acceleration due to gravity on Earth's surface? We're looking for a number and a letter.
One G?
Gravity is 9.8 meters per second.
But the shortest way and a number?
Captain, your answer?
One G, final?
One G is right. Nathaniel got that one all by himself. And Michigan Lutheran, it's a two-word alliterative phrase for energy sources that have raised environmental concerns. Because oil, gas, and coal are composed of the remains of organisms that lived eons ago, they're referred to as what?
You guys thinking fossil fuels?
Yeah.
Answer, fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels gets you another 10. Lutheran, four answers required on this one. Name the four standard groups of musical instruments that constitute a symphony orchestra.
Okay, woodwinds, brass, percussion, strings.
Brass, woodwind, percussion.
Okay, answer, strings, brass, woodwinds, and percussion.
That's right. Now, Berrien Springs, four answers required. In 1990, East and West Germany reunified, and 4, World War II Allied powers gave up their occupation rights. Name them.
Allied powers?
U.S., Great Britain, France, and Soviet Union.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. You said U.S., Great Britain, France. U.S., Great Britain, Soviet Union, and France. Final.
That's just from Tanner on that one. You're right. Another 10 for Berrien Springs. Berrien Springs' ancient history is the subject. As we have a little domestic disturbance when that happens in this format. Okay, Berrien Springs, more than 90% of Chinese identify themselves as this ethnic group, named for the dynasty it established in 206 BC, led by Emperor Wu for 54 of its 422 years, preceded by the Qin dynasty and followed by the period of the Three Kingdoms.
What is it?
It's Han.
Han, final.
Samuel with the assist on that one. Good team effort by Berrien Springs. Han is correct. All right, Michigan Lutheran, sometimes known as Herculaneum's more famous neighbor, what is the largest of the various cities and towns buried by mud and ash after the eruption of Vesuvius?
Pompeii.
That's what I was going to say, but I'm not confident.
I had a brain fart there, but I'm pretty sure it's Pompeii. Answer, yeah. Pompeii.
Pompeii gets you 10 more. Jordan, nicely done. And this is nations for Michigan Lutheran. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, speaking at the Workers' Party Congress, said the country's principal enemy is what country?
South Korea or the U.S.?
I think it was the U.S., but I don't know. I think it's
on the peninsula with South Korea, but they talk more about us.
Yeah, they do. I think it's the U.S., but you know, go with what your heart decides, Jordan.
Answer the United States of America.
That's correct. Consulting with Gavin to convert that 10-pointer. And let's see, Berrien Springs, Mount Everest is 3 feet taller. The new official figure is the culmination of an exhaustive process involving 2 trips, taking equipment to the summit, and years of measurements to calculate Everest's precise height above sea level. The measurements were conducted by Nepal and what northern neighbor?
China.
China, final.
China is correct, and that's the end of the first period. Nary a question went by the boards. 70 for Berrien Springs, 50 for Michigan Lutheran. We'll announce the 72nd round categories after substitutions are made, if any. All righty. Berrien Springs is coached by Virginia Shum, Michigan Lutheran by Linda Schemenauer. And I'm Charles Beal, your host, president of Questions Unlimited. Where at QUnlimited.com, you can read about all the Saturday tournaments we offer, to which one or two of which you two schools are invited. Okay, now, the categories for the 70 seconds round, and you'll go first, Michigan Lutheran, are 21st century. Next line of the nursery rhyme, Genesis, and the mystery category.
I think we'd all be expelled if we didn't go with Genesis. Am I correct?
Probably. All right.
I mean,
that's good with you guys. We'll just embarrass ourselves if we don't succeed here, but either way.
It's a 50-50 shot either way. We'll have Genesis, please.
For Michigan Lutheran, Genesis is the category. And start the clock. Here we go. Quote the first verse in Genesis.
Oh, shoot.
In the beginning, there's
pass.
All right, finish this quotation. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become.
Answer one flesh.
Yes. Who laughed when told he would have a son?
Sarah. Oh, wait.
Answer Abraham.
Yes. What city did Abraham plead with God to save?
Answer, Sodom.
Yes. Who chose the plain of Jordan after his herdsman had an argument with Abram's herdsman?
Answer, Lot.
Yes. Who blessed his 12 sons before he died?
Answer, Jacob.
Right. Who said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau?
Answer, Isaac.
Right. Who accused his brothers of being spies?
Answer, Joseph.
Which son of Jacob did not go to Egypt the first time the rest of them did to buy
grain? Answer, Benjamin.
Yes. How many chapters are in the book of Genesis?
Answer, 45.
No. We got through all 10 of those.
We passed on the first one.
And we're out of time now. You got 80 of them right, or 80 points gained on those 8 correct answers, Michigan Lutheran. So who knows? Maybe your school would like to join us at Questions Unlimited for the National Bible Challenge coming up on April 3rd. Okay, now, Berrien Springs, the ones they missed from the book of Genesis. Can you quote the first verse?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1.
Defer to Sam.
All right.
Answer, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
That's right, Sam. Finally, how many chapters are there in the book of Genesis?
There's like 50, I think.
Sound like a good number.
Way to go, Samuel. 50 is right. And so 80 to 20 in favor of Michigan Lutheran. We still haven't missed a question yet between the two teams. And Berrien Springs, you'll choose now.
So it was 21st century, the mystery one. Was there one other?
Yeah, next line of the nursery rhyme.
Thank you.
Maybe 21st century or mystery?
Mystery sounds like a fun move.
Yeah.
You wanna?
Sure.
Tanner, you fine with that? I'm gonna say yes. All right, let's do mystery. Please.
Mystery category, why not? The mystery category today is miscellaneous. Start the clock, here we go. A general society was founded in 1897 by those claiming ancestors on which ship?
Mayflower.
Mayflower, final.
In 2008, which National League team moved its home games from Shea Stadium to Citi Field?
Oh, the Giants, I don't know.
Giants, final.
No, who was Pinocchio's father?
Geppetto.
Geppetto, final.
Yes. Name the mythological horse-like creature with one horn.
Unicorn, final.
Yes. What is the official language of Iraq?
Arabic.
Right. Arabic, final.
Yes. Who made the first solo transatlantic airplane flight?
Oh, Lindbergh. Was
it?
Lindbergh, final.
Yes. What is the colored part of the eye called?
Iris,
final.
Right. Which black and white animal, native to China, serves as the symbol of the World Wildlife Fund?
Panda, final.
Yes. The name for this many-storied Buddhist tower comes from the Portuguese.
What do you say, the name of what tower?
Of many-storied Buddhist tower.
Skip.
Okay, we're out of time. We got through 8 of those. No, we got through 9 of them. And you also got all but 2 of them, Berrien Springs. Nicely done. So these miscellaneous questions will go to Michigan Lutheran. In 2008, which National League team moved its home games from Shea Stadium to Citi Field?
I'm guessing the Mets, and I don't think any of you would object, right? Answer, the New York Mets.
Jordan knew that one, yes. And how about number 9? The name for this many-storied Buddhist tower comes from the Portuguese.
My only guess would be temple, but that comes from the Hebrew. Answer, what do you think, Evie?
Never mind.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, panda.
It's a pagoda. A good round by both teams on their selections in the 72nd round. The score now is Berrien Springs 160, Michigan Lutheran 140. And we're going to play the Stump the Experts round. Any substitutions?
Brendan, you're in. Gavin, you're out.
All right, Stump the Experts round starts with you, Berrien Springs. Architect Sir Christopher Wren, date 1708. Hitler tried and failed to hit which London landmark?
Buckingham Palace, maybe?
No, I should know what that's called.
Kensington Palace?
No, Hitler's air raids were mostly focused over either civilian targets in London or RAF bases.
Right, but what is it? Is it?
I would probably say Buckingham Palace.
Parliament? Parliament?
Captain, your answer?
The Parliament Building, final?
No. Michigan Lutheran. Do you have a guess?
I remember seeing this in a book. I think it's St. George's Cathedral. Does anyone have an objection?
No.
Answer, St. George's Cathedral?
Well, you're closer. It's St. Paul's Cathedral. Now, Michigan Lutheran, this church was completed in 1060, only a week before Edward the Confessor's death, and 6 years before William the Conqueror conquered. Name it.
Westminster Abbey?
Sure.
Answer, Westminster Abbey?
That's the correct answer, and that ties the score at 160 apiece. Michigan Lutheran, math is the subject now. Four identical cubes, each 1 inch on an edge, are glued together in a row, face to face, next to each other, making a 4 inch long solid. In square inches, what is the new solid's total exterior surface area, including the four long sides and both ends? You have 20 seconds.
Not 16, is it?
I think it's 18 because you count the ends.
Yeah, sounds good. Answer 18.
Assist from Evie on that one. And that gets 20 points for the Michigan Lutheran team, which now has taken the lead. And Berrien Springs can tie it back up on their math problem. What is the value of the summation as x goes from 1 to 3 of 2x plus 1? 20 seconds.
Is it 15?
No, it's not. 2x plus 1 is x.
It's 10.
No, it's not. That's only 1 and 2. It's from x from 1 to 3. So
okay.
That would be
20 seconds is up. Captain, your answer?
17. 17.
17, final?
No, that's incorrect, Michigan Lutheran.
Okay, I don't even know what they're asking for. Because anyone else?
No idea. Is there any way we can, the question can be repeated or no?
No.
Summation of 1 plus 3 when 2x plus 1.
Captain,
yeah,
your answer?
Do 0.
What?
Do 0.
Time.
Do,
the answer is
zero.
The answer is 15. No score on that one. Berrien Springs, the subject now is thinkers. He devised his model 1,800 years after the Greek astronomer Aristarchus of Samos, whose ideas had been rejected in favor of Ptolemy's. Because he feared persecution from church authorities, he withheld publication of On the Revolutions of the Celestial Spheres until he was on his deathbed. Who was he?
That Galileo?
No, Galileo and the church had a little misunderstanding, and in which case, Galileo was burned alive, so it would have had to have been Copernicus.
Proposing out of Copernicus or him. Copernicus, final?
Yes, 20 points for you there. Although Galileo wasn't burned alive, by the way. Michigan Lutheran, thinkers for you. Soren Kierkegaard, as the score is tied at 180. Soren Kierkegaard is considered the founder of what school of philosophy that emphasizes the concept that a person's judgment is the determining factor for his worldview rather than religious or secular values?
Oh,
read this.
He was a Lutheran, wasn't he?
I don't remember. I just remember reading Kierkegaard.
For the lead, Captain, your answer.
Answer fundamentalism.
No, Berrien Springs.
What was it? The one he founded? Or
Yeah,
the closest thing I would have to say is morality, because it's based on like your worldviews and whatnot, instead of just religion.
But wasn't it a specific train of thought?
Is it like a school of philosophy?
We're gonna need an answer now, please.
Morality, final.
The answer is existentialism. Okay, Michigan Luther, do we have a music question for your consideration? Plain song is the vocal liturgical music of the Catholic Church. It is unaccompanied and is usually in rhythm not divided into regular measure. What is the two-word name for music of this kind? Listen. Michigan Lutheran, to
I'm
take the
Gregorian
lead.
Gregorian chant.
Okay.
Answer, Gregorian chant.
That is a Gregorian chant, right, for 20 points. Michigan Lutheran back in the lead. Now let's see what music we have for Berrien Springs. Characters in E.L. Doctorow's Ragtime include a family of Jewish immigrants and a black piano player loosely based on what American pianist and composer?
This is Scott Joplin, right? I'm almost positive. Scott Joplin, final?
Nathaniel recognized the music of Scott Joplin, and that gets Berrien Springs 20 points, and the score is...
Mr. Beal, we
yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I muted my mic so that perhaps you could hear the music better. Scott Joplin is correct, and the score is tied at 200 apiece. Berrien Springs' mythology is the subject. His path was strewn with heartlessly rejected lovers of both sexes, for he had a stubborn pride in his own beauty. These words by Robert Graves describe which youth of Greek myth, who later commits suicide, and from his blood comes the flower that bears his name.
Narcissus.
I was going to say Narcissus. Narcissus, final?
That's correct. Berrien Springs jumps back into the lead, 220 to 200. Michigan Lutheran to tie. He killed Antaeus and, while visiting the underworld, rescued Theseus from the seat of forgetfulness. Soon after his birth, he strangled two snakes sent to kill him. What Greek hero slew the Lernaean Hydra?
This has to be Heracles, right?
I think
actually
Greek is Hercules.
No, Rome in Latin it's Hercules. Greek is Heracles.
Captain, your answer?
Answer Heracles.
Heracles, we would also have accepted Hercules, even though that's the Roman name. And look at that. We have a tie score again. Michigan Lutheran, this is science for you. What most severe international union for conservation of nature red list category is noted by a dagger next to a species name? The same adjective is used by geologists to describe a volcano that has stopped erupting forever.
Extinct.
I'm thinking extinct. Any objections? Answer, extinct.
Extinct is right. Now, Berrien Springs. The score is tied at 220. This is the last question of the game. If you get it right, you win. If you're not correct, but Michigan Lutheran gets it right, they win. If both teams miss it, then we'll go into overtime. Berrien Springs, Their common non-scientific name is derived from the Greek meaning winged finger. What non-dinosaur reptiles had membranes from shoulders to wrists and roamed the skies from the late Triassic period to the end of the Cretaceous period?
Pterodactyl.
Right. Also, I think the score's messed up. I think it was tied before they got that last question.
Oh, that's right. My mistake. Michigan Lutheran leads it 240 to 220.
And then pterodactyl, final.
Pterodactyl is right. The final score is 240 apiece. And we'll take a break and play overtime. We're going to continue with couplets. And we're going to start with Berrien Springs. Now, if Berrien Springs gets their question right, they don't necessarily win. We have a kindred question for Michigan Lutheran. If they get it right, and we'll just keep on going like that until somebody misses. Is that understood?
So if one team gets a question right, the other team has a chance to get their question right.
Yes, we can go through the couplets.
Okay. Yep, I understand.
Now, if Berrien Springs misses the first question and Michigan Lutheran gets it right, there'll be no sense in going to Michigan Lutheran's question in that category. Berrien Springs 240, Michigan Lutheran 240. Overtime starts with astrophysics and with you, Berrien Springs. After Mars, which is the most probed planet with 42 missions to it? The Cassini-Huygens mission flew by the planet twice in 1998 and 1999 to pick up speed from gravitational slingshot en route to Saturn.
Jupiter. That's got to be Jupiter, right? Yeah. Jupiter, final.
It's not Jupiter. Michigan Lutheran, guess the planet and you'll win the game.
I'm thinking Venus, because that's the one in the other direction, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Okay.
Answer Venus.
Jordan Ramirez gets it right, and Michigan Lutheran wins. Final score 245 to 240. Outstanding game played by both teams. I look forward to seeing you both on future editions of the WSJM Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Hey, good game, guys.
Good job, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the WSJM Academic Challenge. Lakeshore High School meets St. Joseph High School in this edition of our quiz program. Lakeshore, let's start the warm-up round with you. Inventions is the subject. They are useful if you have both presbyopia and myopia. Weary of switching between the pair, Benjamin Franklin mounted two half lenses onto a single frame, creating what?
Bifocals.
Insert bifocals.
Bifocals. It gets Lakeshore on the scoreboard. St. Joseph, the first compound one, was invented by Dutch spectacle makers in 1590. Electron, scanning electron, and transmission electron are all types of what?
Microscopes, yes. Yeah, I think so. Answer, microscope.
They're microscopes, right. St. Joseph, the category now is music. Listen to this passage from Respighi's Roman Carnivals and identify the featured instrument. One moment, please. Listen to this passage from Respighi's Roman Carnival and identify the featured instrument. What's that instrument?
I think it's the sliding one. A piccolo?
Trombone.
Or a trombone?
Captain, your answer?
Answer trombone.
That is the trombone. 10 points for St. Joseph's. And now, Lakeshore, let's see what music we have for you. Lakeshore, the title of what traditional Spanish folk song comes from the name of what insects with flat oval bodies that are regarded as household pests? Listen. Captain, your answer.
Cucaracha, right? Answer, La Cucaracha.
That is the answer for 10 points. Now, Lakeshore. Nation anagrams is the category. Oil Man Go is an appropriate anagram for what sparsely populated country with oil reserves in its East Gobi region? Oil Man Go.
Answer, Mongolia.
That's right. Now, St. Joseph, aneurysm is an anagram for what South American country, sandwiched between French Guiana and Guyana, whose capital and largest city is Paramaribo? Captain, your answer? Okay,
no
time. Way. Let's go on to Lakeshore. Can you pick up those 10 points?
Suriname with an S.
Yeah.
Answer, Suriname.
Suriname is right. So Lakeshore garners 20 points on the Nation Anagrams category. St. Joseph, the category now is Bible. Name the place from which Adam and Eve were exiled.
Answer, the Garden of Eden.
That's right. Now, Lakeshore, when this man died, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. The earth quaked and graves opened. Who took his last breath on a hill known as Golgotha?
Jesus, right?
Jesus, yeah. Answer, Jesus.
Jesus is correct. Now, Lakeshore Language Arts. We're looking for a 13-letter word starting with I. This type of sentence concerns itself with who, what, when, where, why, or how. Which type of sentence asks a question?
Interrogative?
Yeah. Answer, interrogative.
That's right. Now, St. Joseph, language arts for you. When his parents, Drogo and Primula, drowned in a boating accident, he was adopted by his 99-year-old uncle. Who is this hero who takes the One Ring to Mount Doom?
Answer, Frodo Baggins.
That's the answer. Now, St. Joseph, the category is presidents. Name the only U.S. president never to achieve an approval rating of 50% or more.
That's John Tyler.
I don't know.
I mean, could be Donald Trump.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, John Tyler.
It's not John Tyler. Lakeshore, can you pick up the 10 points?
Approval rating is a popular vote, right? Because then it would be Donald Trump, because Hillary won the popular vote.
Well, it's like during their...
Captain, your answer?
Answer, Andrew Jackson.
The answer is Donald Trump. The only president never to achieve an approval rating of 50% or more. Both teams had a notion but went with someone else. All right, Lakeshore, here's your president's question. During his time in the U.S. Senate, Joe Biden represented what state?
Ew. California?
What city from? Like New Hampshire or something? Somewhere in the east.
Vermont?
Captain, your answer?
Vermont. Answer Vermont.
It's not Vermont. St. Joseph?
Isn't it Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania. Gosh. Sorry, I can't. Oh, my. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Captain,
answer
your answer.
Pennsylvania.
The answer is Delaware. No score on that one. We're at the end of the warm-up round with our score, Lakeshore 60, St. Joseph 40. We'll announce the 72nd round categories after substitutions are made, if any.
All right, who wants to go out for Max? Jay, do you mind?
Sure.
And then for Lakeshore, I'll be in, David will be in, Ashawn will be in, and Ananya will be in.
Suzanne Miller is the coach of the Lakeshore team. Gary Etter coaches St. Joseph. Now I can read the 62nd round categories. They are writer, painter, musician, killers, paleontology, and cities.
Can you repeat the second one?
The second one is killers.
I think we should do writer, painter, musician, or cities.
Well, I didn't hit St. Joseph in the bed.
St. Joseph will go first.
My bad.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the name of the second one again?
Okay, it's killers. K-I-L-L-E-R-S.
Ah. Okay.
Do you have any preference?
What do you guys think? A writer, painter, musician seems like the most general and easy one.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take writer, painter, musician.
Writer, painter, musician it is. Start the clock. Here we go. Famous names in the arts. Were they writers, painters, or musicians? John Dryden.
Writer. Answer, writer.
William Hogarth.
Answer,
I don't know.
Writer.
No? How about Virgil?
Answer, writer.
That's right. Jean-Francois Millet.
I have no clue.
Sounds like an artist. Answer, painter.
Yeah.
Painter is right. Yo-Yo Ma.
Answer, musician.
Right? How about Gioachino Rossini?
Answer, musician.
Yes, that's right. Jean-Baptiste Chardin.
Answer, painter.
Yes. Eugene Field.
Answer, writer.
Right. Sir Joshua Reynolds.
Answer, writer.
No. And finally, Sappho. 5 seconds on your last.
Answer, writer.
That's right. Okay, you did well. You picked up 80 points, St. Joseph. And let's see what we can refer to Lakeshore. Writer, painter, or musician? William Hogarth.
He's an artist.
Answer, painter.
Yes. And let's see. And I'm trying to see which other one they missed. Did you get Jean-Baptiste Chardin?
They got that one wrong.
They got
him. I think it was Sir Joshua Fields.
No, I got Fields. It was the ninth one, if that helps.
Yeah. Okay. How about Sir Joshua Reynolds?
Painter or musician? It's one of those.
Captain, your answer?
It sounds like a painter.
Yeah, answer, painter.
It is a painter, yes. So, St. Joseph got 80, Lakeshore got 20, and Lakeshore, it's your turn to select.
All right, now I think cities.
Yeah,
Yeah, cities, please.
They're going with cities, okay? Cities for Lakeshore. Start the clock, here we go. Identify the nationality of the founders of these American cities as Dutch, English, French, German, or Spanish. How about New York City?
Answer English.
No, Jamestown, Virginia.
English, yeah, answer English.
Yes, New Orleans, Louisiana.
French, answer French.
Right, St. Augustine, Florida.
Spanish, yeah, answer Spanish.
Right, Savannah, Georgia.
French, guess English.
Answer English.
Yes, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
German, yeah, answer German.
No, how about Oakland, California?
Answer English.
No, Boston, Massachusetts.
English.
Yeah.
Answer English.
Yes, Detroit, Michigan.
Dutch, French, answer French.
French is right, and we run out of time after Detroit. And let's see, we have three to refer to you, St. Joseph. Identify the nationality of the founders of these American cities as Dutch, English, French, German, or Spanish. How about New York City?
It's Dutch, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, answer Dutch.
It is Dutch. How about Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Not German, so.
Wouldn't it be Spanish, like Opolis, like the... Isn't that kind of Spanish?
Captain, your answer?
Spanish.
It's French. Oakland, California?
I assume Spanish, but...
Yeah. Answer, Spanish.
Spanish is right.
Hey.
And that does it.
What about the 10th one?
The 10th one. The 10th one we didn't read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if we don't read it for the first team... We don't refer it to the second. After the 72nd round is finished, look at that score. St. Joseph, 140. Lakeshore, 140. Could it be another game that ends in a tie to be settled in sudden death overtime? We'll see. We'll start to stump the experts round after substitutions are made, if any.
Jay, unless you're dying to come in, we'll just run it as it is.
If we can have Justice come in for Hayden.
Okay, would you okay with that, Hayden? I mean...
Sure.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Stump the experts, Ren. Oh, go ahead.
For Lakeshore, I'll be in, Kyle will be in, Ashawn will be in, and David will be in.
Now, with both the teams set... We're going to start the round with St. Joseph. The category is art. It is composed of a foundation weave, the warp, across which are passed the different colored threads of the weft, which forms a decorative pattern. What T word designates the art form I'm describing?
Guys, I think it's a... It's not crochet. What's it called? It's
tapestry?
Called answer tapestry.
That is a tapestry, and St. Joseph takes the lead. But you can tie it right back up, Lakeshore, on your art question. Artists on WPA is the title of a 1935 oil on canvas painting by Moses Sawyer. Why is the seated woman not painting like everyone else?
Because
she's being drawn.
She's
the model.
Yeah.
Answer, she's the model.
She's the artist's model is right. Both teams scoring on fine art. Lakeshore, we're still with you. United Nations is the category. Established in 1945, its main function is to serve as a worldwide justice department, adjudicating disputes between countries. Its seat is at the Peace Palace in The Hague. Name this body, abbreviated ICJ.
International
Court.
What do you think, Kyle?
That makes sense.
Okay. Answer International Court of Justice.
International Court of Justice is exactly right. And Lakeshore jumps out into the lead. St. Joseph, can you tie it on this United Nations question? Kristalina Georgieva is the CEO of what global organization affiliated with the UN that gives financial aid to developing countries?
Is it UNICEF?
UNICEF? That's my first, yeah.
Okay. Answer UNICEF.
It's not UNICEF. Lakeshore?
I don't know.
Any ideas?
Maybe you should work with Orchid.
Captain, your answer?
Answer World Health Organization.
It's the World Bank. No score on that one. St. Joseph, the category is Michigan. You'll be looking to tie with the correct answer here. Western Michigan University is in Kalamazoo. Northern Michigan is in Marquette. What school is in Ypsilanti?
Central Michigan.
Central Michigan?
Yeah, they have
an answer. Answer Central Michigan University.
Not that one. Lakeshore?
Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan is right. Lakeshore, your Michigan question. What chemical was Michigan the first state to ban on April 16th, 1969?
Maybe that's not a chemical.
No.
Captain, your answer?
Hydrochloric acid, no.
Any
time. St. Joseph, will turn it over to you and see if you can score 20.
Jay, what was those?
Could it be Freon?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fluoro, whatever those are called. Yeah.
Fluorocarbons or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to go Freon. Answer Freon.
Well, that's an intelligent guess, but incorrect. St. Joseph?
We just answered.
Oh, they just answered that one, yeah. The answer is DDT. So no score on that one. Lakeshore, general knowledge is the category. What six-letter word starting with S does the Sierra Club use to describe poorly planned or scattered urban or suburban development that increases traffic, saps local resources, increases air and water pollution, and devours wetlands, forests, parks, and farms? Perhaps not a characteristic of southwestern Michigan, but Captain, your answer?
Answer Sierra.
No, St. Joseph?
Guys, is it a shanty, maybe?
I was thinking suburb.
That's got to be it, right?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think so.
Captain, your answer?
Answer suburb.
The word is sprawl. S-P-R-A-W-L. General knowledge for St. Joseph now. Celebrities sometimes obtain these gag orders to prevent their indiscretions from being made public by the press. Name the authoritative warning or decree issued by a court that prohibits a person or group from continuing a specific activity.
Is it a censorship or something? It's not a gag order, right?
Captain, your answer?
All right, answer censorship.
No, Lakeshore.
Anyone?
All I can think of is a restraining order.
Captain, your answer?
Answer restraining order.
It's an injunction, a court injunction. St. Joseph, Shakespeare is the category. About which character in a tragedy are these words spoken? This was the noblest Roman of them all. His life was gentle and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, This was a man. He played a pivotal role in action that occurred on the Ides of March.
Okay, Caesar?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Otherwise, okay.
I don't know.
Otherwise, it would have to be like Cassius or Brutus, right? Yeah.
Captain, your answer?
Answer Caesar.
It's not Caesar, Lakeshore.
Probably Brutus. He stabbed Caesar.
Did you find out?
Yeah.
Brutus, that would be good.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Answer Brutus.
Brutus is right. 20 more points for Lakeshore. Lakeshore physical science is the subject. They are not actual locations, just functions that explain the wave-like nature of one or two charged first-generation leptons. What can be occupied or unoccupied in molecules and hybridized in their atomic form? They contain electrons.
I think this is orbitals.
Orbitals?
Yeah.
All right, answer orbitals.
Orbitals is correct. St. Joseph, identify the direction of the vector with magnitude velocity squared over radius. When an object is going in a circular path at a constant speed, what is the direction of its acceleration?
Velocity squared.
Tangential to its velocity.
Yes.
Radial, right? It's accelerating radially.
Wait,
direction.
No. Tangential.
Yeah. No, that's velocity.
Okay, then go. Fine.
Its acceleration is radial to its...
Go.
Captain, your answer?
Radial.
No. We're looking for the direction of its acceleration, Lakeshore.
Like towards the
answer
center.
Towards the center.
Towards the center is right.
That's what radial means.
Yeah.
Radial means along the... means going in. Sorry.
Okay. I will take a break now and look that one up.
Okay.
Well, the first definition I find is diverging in lines from a common center, not towards the center, so I can't take radial. The score is correct. The game is official. The final is St. Joseph 160, Lakeshore 260. The winners, Lakeshore High School. Thanks so much for joining us for the Academic Challenge. We'll look forward to seeing both of these teams in a later edition of the show. Until then, I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.